As Evening Slowly Slides Into Night, written by Donut Sweeper and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Sweat-soaked and sated, Siago was stretched out like a cat in the center of the bed, already slipping into that light doze that counted as his version of a typical night's sleep. Wuxia propped himself up on one elbow and shared an amused look with Bangzi, who just smiled fondly and shook his head. After tossing the towel they'd used to clean themselves up with in the hamper, Bangzi settled himself up against the headboard. "I think we wore him out," he said, with a chuckle as he reached out, running his fingers through Xiaoge's hair, pushing it off his face, leaving the hair standing straight up, which made Bangzi's smile wider. "Of course, we don't make it easy, there being two of us and only one of him. Must be tiring keeping up with us." Wuxia made a soft noise of agreement. "Must be," he replied as he traced Xiaoge's tattoo, a feather-light ghosting touch following the outline of the Qilin, and then the swirls and paths around it. "Or this wouldn't have come out." Eyes still closed, Siago murmured a barely intelligible, "Thought you liked it when you make that happen." "I do," Wuxia declared, pushing himself up before straddling Siago, and then began slowly, determinedly, licking his way up the tattoo. "We both do," Bangzi agreed, cupping Siago's cheek, running his thumb slowly along his jawline. "It's not that late, and if you're not going to sleep, well, I can think of a lot of things we can do to make sure that tattoo doesn't fade anytime soon. Up for round two?" "I think you mean round three," Wuxia said. "Round four, actually," Siago corrected. "And absolutely." "The number doesn't matter." "Come here, you," Bangzi said, lifting Siago's face up for a kiss. The end.